The other cities in England.
What do you know about the town Oxford?
Oxford has been a university town since the 12th century. It lies on the River Thames. A popular means of transport, especially for students, are bicycles and punts. The first colleges opened there were Merton and Balliol. Today there are 35 colleges, each with its own character and traditions. University ceremonies and concerts are held in the Sheldonian Theatre, the first full-scale building designed by Sir Christopher Wren. What do you know about Cambridge?
Cambridge lies on the River Cam, and it's a university town as well. The two universities are big rivals, and every year they organize rowing competitions. Peterhouse, First College, was founded in 1284. There are many museums to explore, such as the University Museum of Archaeology and Anthropology. What is Brighton famous for?
Brighton lies on the southern coast of England. It is a famous seaside resort for holidaymakers from the whole of Britain. Since the Prince Regent, later King George IV, first visited Brighton and Hove in 1783, his palace, the Royal Pavilion, has become, for its style, a very controversial building. There is a mixture of the Indian, Arabic, and Chinese styles. The fun center of today's Brighton has been the traditional and modern Victorian Palace Pier by the seaside. What do you know about Liverpool?
Liverpool, apart from being an industrial town, became famous as the birthplace of the Beatles. This town was created so that English kings could invade Ireland. Its ships traveled the world carrying salt, cotton, sugar, coal, and salves. It became one of the world's greatest cities and ports. What has happened in Canterbury?
In Canterbury, there is the famous cathedral with the grave of the Archbishop Thomas Becket, who was murdered there in 1170. He was the most famous martyr. Thanks to this event, the cathedral was a popular destination for pilgrims from all over Europe, all through the Middle Ages. What do you know about Stonehenge?
Salisbury Plains are famous for a place called Stonehenge. These are giant stones in a circle. They are assumed to be 3,000 years old. It could have been an observatory, a calendar, or a place for ceremonies. Nobody knows for sure, but the wonder lies in the question of how the stones could have been transported from the remote parts of Wales. What is Bath famous for?
Bath was founded by the Romans, who built a spa there. Most of the buildings in the present-day city of Bath are constructed from the same material, luscious honey-colored stone. It is said to be an inferior building material, but is extremely beautiful to the eye and has held up nicely for well over 200 years. Famous people stay in these spas too. In May, there is a month-long celebration of music, the arts, and other fringe events. What other interesting towns and places do you know?
It was from Plymouth in Devon that the Mayflower with the Pilgrim Fathers sailed in 1620. There is the Exmoor National Park and the Dartmoor National Park. Stratford-upon-Avon is the birthplace of William Shakespeare. The coast of Cornwall is called English Riviera, as there are sandy beaches and palm trees. In Durham, there is a famous castle and cathedral. The local ale is called Vaux. The symbol of the town Yorkshire is a white rose. There is a famous cathedral called York Minster. In Yorkshire, there are moors, and the Bronte sisters made the region famous. The Lake District is a national park. There are many lakes, the biggest one being Lake Windermere. Lake poets used to live there and write about the countryside. William Wordsworth. Hadrian's Hall lies across England near the Scottish border. It was built by the Roman Emperor Hadrian nearly 2,000 years ago. What can you say about Wales?
The capital of Wales is Cardiff, and St. David is the patron saint of that country. Most people are bilingual. They speak both English and Welsh. The Welsh call their country Cymru in their language. There are the Cambrians, with the highest peak, Snowdon. The national instrument is the harp, and the symbol is the daffodil. On the flag there is a dragon. Eisteddfods, meetings in English, are Welsh festivals of music and dancing. Welsh is sometimes called a land of castles. The first son of the English king holds the title the Prince of Wales. In Wales there is a village with the longest name in the world, which means St. Mary's Church in the Hollow, at the White Hazel, near the rapid whirlpool of St. Tildilio's Church, by the Red Cave. What do you know about Scotland?
The biggest Scottish city is Glasgow, but the capital is the historical town of Edinburgh. There is Edinburgh Castle that was the home of Scotland's royal family until 1603, when King James moved the throne to London. Holyrood House and Royal Mile leading to the castle are big tourist attractions. Scots speak English and in some parts Scottish Gaelic as well. The symbol of the country is a thistle that, according to a legend, saved the Scots from their enemies. The patron saint of Scotland is St. Andrew. The typical instrument is the pipe, and a typical Scot is dressed in a pleated tartan kilt. Tartan is woolen cloth with a checkered pattern. Each Scottish clan had a different pattern. A sporran, a small leather or fur pouch, is worn around the waist. It's a tradition to wear a dagger in the right white knee sock. Scotland may be divided into three regions: the Highlands in the north, the Central Lowlands, and the Southern Uplands. There are the Caledonian Mountains, the Grampians, with the highest peak, Ben Nevis, the Southern Uplands, and the Cheviot Hills on the border with England. Some of the Scottish rivers are the Clyde, the Tweed, and the Tay. There are lots of lakes in Scotland. The Scottish call them lochs. Apart from the longest lake, Loch Fyne, the most famous ones are Loch Lomond and Loch Ness, with the tourist attraction monster Nessie that was first sighted in the 6th century. The Scots love their traditional sports, like tossing the caber, curling, tossing the hammer, or tug of war. What do you know about Ireland?
Ireland is divided into Northern Ireland, or Ulster, and the Republic of Ireland, called Eire. The capital of Ulster is Belfast, and the capital of Eire is Dublin. The Irish flag is a tricolour of green, symbolizing native Roman Catholics, orange, British supporters of William of Orange, and white, peace between them. The Irish are mostly fair-skinned, red-haired people who speak English and Irish Gaelic. In Northern Ireland, there have been violent terrorist attacks organized by the IRA, the Irish Republican Army, since 1921, when the Catholic part became independent and Ulster became part of the UK. The symbol of the country is a green clover, symbolizing the Holy Trinity, and the patron saint of Ireland is St. Patrick. Since the Republic of Ireland joined the EU in 1973, it has changed from an agricultural to an industrial country. In the 1990s, it was called the Celtic Tiger. The Irish like playing Gaelic football or hurling.